It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And right now we are being joined by someone who is a legend. And it's not just me saying it. You can go to MetLife Stadium and see his name up in the Ring of Honor. It's my main man, used to hit everything that moves. It's Jesse Armstead. Jesse, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Glad to be on here and just happy to be here right now.
Well, thank you so much. You know, here's the big question. What have you been up to? It seems like you keep things on the low a little bit. What have you been up to, Jesse?
You know what? One thing about me, you know, we just been grinding around here with the Giants. You know, we've been trying to build from the inside. We had some stumbling over the last few years, the last 5 years. Got to be honest about that. Every fan see that. But I feel like now that we starting to lay a great foundation around the organization, and the fans and everybody should be looking forward to it now.
Let me ask you this. We know we had a new coach. We have a new general manager. What are your initial impressions about Shane and Daboll?
Well, I'll tell you what. They bring in brand new ideals, and they evaluate players very differently. You know, they're active with the players. They want to understand the players. They want to go out there to the workouts. They want to be hands-on, and it's contagious because they expect, if they doing it, you know, you got to go out there. You got to do it, and you got to do it just as hard as they do it.
Giants legend Jesse Armstead here with us. When you think about some of the players who are being evaluated right now, there are guys who have been around, your Daniel Jones, your Saquon Barkley's. There are new guys in. We see Thibodeau. When you look at some of the, and I don't want to call them old, but they've been around for a minute now. You know, Daniel Jones, who and what is he? Saquon, who and what is he? Who do you feel on the team has the most to prove to this new regime?
Well, you know what? Just like you said, everybody. When they came in with the ideal saying that everybody got to prove themselves to them, because this is our first year here, and you got to display yourself. And it's an open competition out there on the football field right now. It's not like the past. You come in here, you're a first rounder or second rounder, you got a position. No, everybody got to prove themselves, and they want to make sure they put their mark on this team, their mark on the team.
Well, we saw that first game against the New England Patriots. The Patriots had their backup players in there. The New York Giants had their starters. There were people already critical of what Daniel Jones was doing in that first game. People weren't all that excited. What are your thoughts in just seeing him so far in this training camp into the preseason?
Well, you know what? You got to give Daniel a lot of credit because his whole brand new offense he had. If you look over the past 3 years, three different offensive mind coordinators and things like that, I think that as Daniel keep going on, he have opportunity to prove himself. We're very vanilla in the New England game, just like they were vanilla. And so I think it's time to keep going on the game's progress. You get into Cincinnati, you get into the Jets game. So it's to give everybody opportunity to prove themselves. And I think he have more opportunity to show he can do it if he can't do it.
Jesse Armstead here with us. Man, you made a living out of just knocking out running backs and getting wide receivers. That's what you did at a high level, Pro Bowl, all all of this. Kayvon Thibodeau comes into the league, and he was criticized for having or not having enough passion for the game or outside passions. We don't hear any of that right now. You being a defender, you seeing him first close or up close and personal, what are your impressions of
him? Well, you know what? It was very funny because Thibodeau came through the ranking just like I did. We were both the number one player in the country, top linebackers in the country coming out of high school. Went to college, he was a top linebacker. I was top linebacker. Only difference was I blew my knee out and brought me back down to the bottom of the totem pole, whereas people had an impression of a person when you rank very high that they're not dedicated. That person don't get where they are if they're not dedicated, you know. And Thibodeau just got to keep his head down, get the grind, and keep working like he's doing. The kid go out there every day and sweat and earn it. He earns his keeps every day. I'm very impressed with it. And his personality is starting to come out a little more. And he just got to prove himself to people in New York City. One thing about New York, they want to make sure that you're a grinder. They don't want nobody coming there and think they a prima donna. So I think he has shown his grinding abilities, and he can be part of New York City.
For all of the potential that we hear about him, are we going to see him in a Pro Bowl sooner than later?
You know what? If he keep working like he's working and do the things and the team come around and as a team atmosphere, and we win as a team. A lot of opportunities for him is out there, and he got the talent, the coaching. We have the coaching here, so it's all left up to him now. And I think that he will reach that potential.
One thing, as you mentioned about the past 4 or 5 years with the New York Giants, we know when the Giants have won, it's always been about defense. It doesn't matter if we're going from Harry Carson and LT on down to you and Strahan, et cetera. What do you think about the potential of the New York Giants and this defense? Are there players that we're not paying as much attention to?
You know, you always have some people, but you look at, we got a big front. You know, got Leon. Leon came through, and he was playing at a all pro level for us. You know, you look at, he's one of the top defensive linemen in the National Football League. You look at Big Dexter Lawrence. You know, I'm finding a guy that's bigger and more athletic than Dexter. And with our coaching now, he take that next step. Dexter would be an all pro defensive tackle. You know, we kind of loaded the outside linebacker position. You know, you got the X-Man over there. You got Zay at safety. You turn around, you got Thibodeau sitting at that outside linebacker. So we're getting stronger all around the defense. Now it's time to perform because New York wants to see some grinders. They want to see some blue collar. Hey, I'm gonna knock your head off. I'm gonna get off that grind. I'm gonna keep fighting from the start to the end. And that's the attitude you got to have in New York City to survive New York. And New York is a hardcore place. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Jesse Armstead here with us. We've seen the evolution of the game. It's more of a passing attack. It's not so much let's put the ball on the ground or balance. It's almost like air it out. Even the running backs are they have to be prepared with their hands to catch and pretty much go. What do you think about the evolution of that linebacker spot? We see linebackers are smaller now. They're faster. They're being asked to cover more of the field. You were fast and athletic. But now we're starting to see more of that. What do you think about the evolution of the position?
Well, the evolution came with me when I came to National Football League. Everybody said I was a little linebacker. I didn't fit the description of, you know, the Lawrence Taylor, the Pepper Johnson, the Carl Banks, because they all were like 6'4", 260 pounds. And I was sitting at 6'2", 225, 230. But I could run like a deer, and I can cover real well. And then it became Derrick Brooks. Tampa wanted Derrick Brooks. They had Dexter Coakley. They start going to the small linebacker. And now you get to a point where it's hard to find the linebackers now in college football. So now they want to switch from getting a safety, trying to make him to a linebacker. And it's hard on a safety because his eye's not trained like a linebacker, you know? But that's how the game has changed because now you got to be able to cover the back out of the backfield. You might have to move out on the slot as a linebacker. And teams try to find a mismatch. You had a linebacker in. They want to make sure that you cannot change personnel and put a mismatch where the running back go out of the backfield, and it's a mismatch. And I'm very fortunate that I could do all that. It's not my era, but if I was in this era, it'd be great for me, you know?
Absolutely. You have a couple more INTs running all over that field, man. Jesse Armstead here with us. Having said that, when you think about the offensive explosion and all the points that go up and the emphasis on offense, do you enjoy the games as much, or is it too kind of one-sided?
Well, you know, it's made one-sided. You just look at the rules, you know. It's all about the quarterback. That's why the quarterback's getting paid. You know, don't want the quarterback to get hurt. I would have a problem with that, you know, today's game, but hey, that's part of it. You cannot touch them, you know. Look at the receivers. The DBs cannot touch them out the 5 yards. So the odds are for the offense, and the fans want to see points, but New York people want to see number defense. So, you know, so we bias on this way, you know, but defense always win championships when it come down to it, you know, come down to the months you get in November and start getting December and January, when it's come down to running the ball and trying to use that clock up, that's when you start depending on that defense. So defense always win championships.
You think about the quarterbacks that are running around in the NFL, everyone has a different skill set. It's not cookie cutter, drop back and throw. You got guys who are darting around and running around and flipping the ball and going downfield. What quarterback, when you take a look or watch the games, is the best or the most difficult you'd find to cover?
You know what? It's always that quarterback's a threat. You know what I mean? That can run the ball and throw the ball. You know, you're in man coverage and you're covering. Next thing you hear the crowd, and you look behind you, you got this quarterback running behind your back. You're like, oh my goodness. So nowadays, I think that's the biggest threat, a quarterback that can run, but also can pass the ball.
So are we talking about a Josh Allen, or would you go with somebody like Lamar Jackson? If you had to grab a quarterback today, out of all the ones who are playing, who do you think is the best?
Well, it's always going to be a threat with Lamar Jackson. It's always a threat. You know, you dealing with somebody that you're not going to catch. Got the skills of a running back, and he also can pass the ball real well. You got Josh Allen that's real big, you know, that can run the ball also, and that's a leader out there on the football field. So you got two different type, but I just know it's a headache when you deal with a quarterback and I run in about it on your team.
Jesse Armstead here with us, New York Giants legend. Why do you think that Lamar is so controversial as a player? People either hate his guts or they love him. They say, oh, well, he can't throw. You say that he can pass as well. Why don't you think he gets his just due?
Well, you know, you always have your 50-50, you know. You also have people like you and the ones who don't. But you look at a quarterback like him, anytime you see somebody that can run, the next nature is he cannot throw. Or somebody can throw, he can't run, you know. And so those are always going to be the combination when you're dealing with people, fans, media. And you just got to pick which one that you would want to take your team to the championship, you know. It's a good debate, you know. I would love to have you love to have either one of them, you know. But you know, give Lamar his credit and Josh Allen, yeah, give him his credit, you know.
Absolutely. When you think about the New York Giants, new regime, young team, young players, building, what do you think is the outlook for this upcoming season? Is it a matter of, hey, we're here, we're rebuilding? What do you think the long term is for this entire year?
The long term right now, you know, we get the structure, the inner structure, where you sit up there and you have to address your salary cap, you know, make sure that's lined up right with Joe Sheen. And now we, you know, that's part is going to get developed the right way. You look at Dabo, he's making sure that the players are lined up and understand and getting the right coaching. And I think the foundation, when you're building the house, if that foundation is not right, it's going to be a problem. I feel deep down inside, we picked the right foundation. John Murray did a great job with this crew.
Well, Jesse, man, everybody loves you. We'd love to see you back on the field hitting folks. When you talk about your day to day, what are you up to? What is your full role right now?
Well, I'm special assistant to the general managers. So my role go all over. You know, I mean, dealing with the players from also going and looking at evaluating talent, also making a determination sometime if someone fit our description as a player. And and that's one thing is very I think very strategic. We got to make sure the right people is here as New York Giants because it takes a special person to play in New York City.
Absolutely. We know that New York City comes with its gifts. It also comes with its trapping. Jesse, I do have to ask you. I know you played for them Hurricanes, man. I know you were down at the U. What do you think about the new head coach and everything they're doing down in Florida?
First of all, the new head coach, I played 4 years with him, playing three national championships together, side by side. We won two of them, we lost one. So I know his pedigree. I know we fought in the trenches together. I know his mindset. And I know that he's bringing back a lot of former players to get that mindset ready. And he's out there being aggressive and getting young talent. And that's all you need. UM got the tradition. You line us against any college. In a small window, and you realize the talent that came through the University of Miami and the talent that's going to start coming back to the University of Miami.
We see that Coach Cristobal. One of the things I'm actually happy he got rid of was that turnover chain, man. Did you enjoy that turnover chain?
No, that's all false stuff. You know what I mean? Get back to real things, you know? Or just knocking somebody head out, making big plays, getting that interception, taking it back home, scoring that touchdown. We made everybody want to be the U. Every last one of these colleges coming through, I don't care if they had tradition at university. When we came through in the 90s, what the 80s and the 90s and 2000 and early 2000, everybody wanted to be the U, you know? So we just got to get back our tradition back at the U. It wasn't about change, it was about outworking everybody and playing on the football field.
I hear that. Well, Justin, let me ask you this. I know you're in the front office guy now. Is there any chance that we see you more on the grass at any point in capacity as a coach?
No, I don't want to go to the coach level, but I do have this the skills and ability to help out guys, and I got the flexibility from being in the front office to go down on the field and help out, you know. So that's why I love the New York Giants, giving me the flexibility to be on the football field also, and I can help the linebackers out. I can tell them, you know, things that I see from my point of view. Hopefully, I can train them and train their eyes and things like that to make them make a play a little faster, you know. So I'm very fortunate to be able to be flexible with the New York Giants.
Well, Jesse, I appreciate you taking the time. Don't sell yourself short. Forget coaching, man. I know you could probably still go out there and knock some heads off yourself, man.
All right, thank you very much.
No doubt about it. We've been chatting it up with the New York Giants legend, Jesse Armstead. Jesse, thank you one more time for joining us.
All right, thank you very much.